From the KERA newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. A proposed bill from a Tarrant County lawmaker is causing a stir in education circles. Texas Senator Connie Burton says the bill is intended to bolster a parent's right to information about their child when they're in school. But critics say it's vaguely worded, and they worry it could put LGBT kids at risk. From the moment Senate Bill 242 was filed, it took less than a day before LGBT advocates were howling. The bill basically broadens and adds teeth to a section of the Texas Education Code that requires schools to give parents access to their child's records. Chuck Smith of the advocacy group Equality Texas slammed the bill for putting LGBT kids who are coming out of the closet at risk.
If the student feels that they will be abused or rendered homeless by the disclosure of the information, shouldn't the teacher have the ability to consider that information and whether or not there would be disclosure of information?
Smith says that under Senate Bill 242, teachers would have no choice. And that matters because LGBT kids face an elevated risk of being kicked out of their homes or abused, Smith says. One national study found 40% of homeless youth are LGBT.
It would be backwards to force or require teachers to disclose information, knowing that the disclosure of that information could have negative consequences.
Texas Senator Connie Burton wrote the bill. The Colleyville Republican declined an interview request, but sent a statement saying, quote, "The distortion and outright false portrayal of this legislation has prevented any serious discussion." Burton said she wrote the bill after the Fort Worth School District introduced a set of controversial student guidelines that she thought violated parents' rights. Zeb Pent helped form a group to oppose the district's guidelines.
We support a parent's right to know. We feel that the school systems do not work without a healthy family unit.
Last spring, Fort Worth Independent School District introduced guidelines to help schools navigate issues related to transgender students. In one particularly controversial section, school employees were told to keep a student's transgender status confidential and not even tell parents unless the student says it's okay. The Texas Attorney General argued that violates the state's education code, and the school district changed the guidelines. Pent says that's not enough.
The very fact that we had the Fort Worth ISD pass an 8-page mandate that attempted to circumvent the law. That's why we see such a great need for legislation like this to clarify the law.
While the debate rages outside the classroom, inside schools, the proposed legislation has left educators scratching their heads. Exactly how Senate Bill 242 would change things is not clear, according to Paul Tapp. He's a lawyer for the Association of Texas Professional Educators, which hasn't yet taken an official position on the bill.
The law now says that a parent is entitled to any information regarding the school activities of a parent's child.
It's an exhaustive list, Tapp says, and has been interpreted broadly. He says he worries that the bill might have a chilling effect on students who want to confide in a teacher or a coach or a counselor.
It's just going to result in fewer conversations. And, you know, again, that's a philosophical question. Is that whether that's a good thing or a bad thing?
Over at the Texas Association of School Boards, lawyer Joy Baskin has also been puzzling over the bill. Senate Bill 242 would, for instance, require school personnel to disclose all general information about a student, which Baskin says seems boundless. Does it, for example, include rumors, hallway gossip, or supposition?
That definition is so expansive that it might be confusing to school employees about when they would have an obligation to contact a parent, you know, even without having had that sensitive conversation with the student.
The proposed legislation would also threaten school employees who withhold information with suspension or even termination. It's in the school counselor's office, though, that the bill might be most impactful. But Scott Kessel says some of the debate might be missing a counselor's perspective. Kessel supervises school counselors at Aledo ISD and teaches counseling at TCU. He says a parent's right to know doesn't have to be in conflict with LGBT students' needs.
part of what presently I think that school counselors do is they try and facilitate that conversation happening between the child and the parent. If it can't happen between the child and the parent, then the school counselor may step in and try and mediate or try and facilitate the conversation to do something like that.
The role of all educators, Castle says, is to help a student succeed. And that means working with parents, even helping them have difficult discussions with their kids. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.